From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project news and information. We are food for your hungry, hungry news stomach. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Wednesday, January 16th, 2008. And if people could, it's a good thing we're not on television right now.
If you could see us now.
Rachel has a parka on. You're so cold in here. Just put your hood up.
I'm like an Eskimo.
I have
because it's freezing in our studio.
It is very cold. Yet I have no shoes on because I packed to go to Sundance. You know, we're going to the Sundance Film Festival. And I wore my snow boots because I couldn't fit them in. But your feet get really hot in your snow boots.
It's true. You know, when we first started this show, We get in here early. Everyone's dressed nicely, and you know we're just starting a radio show. Now we're just we're getting comfortable.
So what's happening on this easy, cash, no shoe wearing, parka sporting show?
Just so many good things. You know, it's the 7th anniversary of Wikipedia. I can't believe that. Feels like just yesterday, doesn't it? And someone has already written a history of Wikipedia. How Wikipedia has changed the way we get information. Not us, but everyone else.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered, when you're in IKEA, what all those names actually mean? Why is that couch called the Flaffenwürfelberg? Turns out there's a method behind the way that the store names the furniture. We've got a real-life Swedish person.
Swedish person.
to translate for us.
Going right to the source. And a new documentary, serious story now, born out of a hate crime. It's called Fag Bug. Erin Davies walked out to find that epithet fag spray painted on her car. She decided not to paint over it, and instead she took the car on tour. We're going to chat with her.
We'll also go to Celeste Headlee for today's headlines in just a moment. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
He did it. Romney got the gold. The former CEO of the Salt Lake City Olympics turned politician is back in the thick of the Republican presidential race after winning yesterday's Michigan primary. He took 39% of the vote, beating out John McCain, who got 30%, and Mike Huckabee, who pulled in 16%. No other candidate had more than 7%.
The once Massachusetts governor had this to say last night in Michigan, where his father was governor in the 60s.
The lobbyists and the politicians realize that America now understands that Washington is broken, and we're going to do something about it.
Now, Michigan has lost nearly 300,000 manufacturing jobs since the year 2000, and exit polls revealed the economy was a huge issue for voters there. Romney told Michigan residents that he would work to get those jobs back, while John McCain said those jobs are gone for good but would be replaced with new jobs centered on green technology. Both candidates made reference to their respective stances on the issue last night. Here's Romney.
We said we're going to strengthen the economy. I will never accept defeat for any industry here in America. We'll fight for every job.
McCain spoke in South Carolina, which has a primary in 3 days. He spoke about Michigan. The senator said he has no regrets.
My friends, we fell a little short tonight, but we have no cause to be discouraged or to second guess what we might have done differently. We did what we always do. We went to Michigan and we told people the truth. We always tell them the truth.
Romney's victory means that three different candidates have won the first three Republican primaries. Now, if Republicans continue just taking turns, our calculations show that Alan Keyes will take the February 16th primary in Guam.
There really is a primary in Guam on February 16th, by the way. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton won with 55%, but the victory brought her no delegates. The Democratic Party stripped Michigan of its delegates after a dispute over the date of its primary.
And Clinton's two main rivals, Barack Obama and John Edwards, weren't even on the Michigan ballot. Uncommitted came in second with 40% of the vote.
So dare I ask, what's up next for the candidates? Governor Dean?
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Well, Howard Dean was pretty close. This Saturday, Republicans have their primary in South Carolina, while Democrats will hold the Nevada caucus. A week later, on January 26th, it's the Democratic primary in South Carolina.
That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Celeste Headlee with even more news.